Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Today is Wednesday, August 4th. We're here on a new episode of the Slack is Talk on the Vision Live Network. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And I want to thank y'all again for rocking with me here on the Slack is Talk podcast. Today, I got another good topic for y'all, man. It's something that, you know, people keep bothering me about. You know what I'm saying? It's something that I brought up before. And like I said, you know, I was going to wait until the book actually comes out to actually speak on it. And I know those of you that requested this show already know, but I'm talking about none other than my boy Scottie Pippen. And talking about Scotty, you know, we're referring to the book that recently came out. He wrote a book about his time in Chicago, his experiences with playing with Michael Jordan, being coached by Phil Jackson, and this, you know, everything that took place, you know, during his career. Now, before I get started, let me take care of a couple of things first. I know I originally said that I wasn't going to be talking about sports here on the Slack is Talk podcast, but even though Scottie Pippen is a sports figure, or I should say like athlete, this is more like the business side of it than the actual game. That's how I look at it, man. This is like more about his book, and this is about more personal stuff that went on more than the actual game. Even though certain aspects of the game are going to come into play, but this is more of the business side. So I just want to throw that out there. Secondly, shout out to my man Lonzo Ball for joining the Chicago Bulls. Shout out to my man DeMar DeRozan for joining the Chicago Bulls. And I mean, let's get it, man. You know what I mean? Let's get back to the playoffs, man. It's been long enough. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely wanted to shout them out. Chicago Bulls is back, baby. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. Let's get it. All right. Now that I got that out the way, now I can get down to business. This topic, I originally was hoping that it wasn't true. Now, as everybody know, unless you've been living under a rock, I'm a Chicago Bulls fan. I'm a fan of everything Chicago Bulls, man. Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant, Dennis Rodman. Everything Chicago Bulls, man. Jimmy Butler, you know what I'm saying? Once you wear that uniform, without a doubt, man, I'm going to embrace you, man. You know what I'm saying? You part of the family. Family for life, you know? That's just how it is. Now, without a doubt, Michael Jordan, to me, is the greatest player that ever played the game. Hands down. There would never, ever be anybody better, in my opinion. You know, you talk about the impact, the legacy that that man built, how that man turned around a whole city, a whole organization. It would never be matched, in my opinion. Now, with that being said, even though, you know, Michael Jordan is the greatest ever, I can honestly tell you that I was more of a Scottie Pippen fan. And I know that might sound crazy to you. You know, how can Michael Jordan be the best ever to you, but you're a fan of, you know, one of his teammates. And that's simple. You know what I mean? I could tell you why. Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan. But even when Scottie came into the league, I kind of felt what he was going through. I kind of felt the things that he was faced with. Think about it. When you're playing in Chicago with Michael Jordan, no matter how good you are, it's never, how should I say, like, I'm not going to say never appreciated. it's always going to be underappreciated. Because whatever you do, the fans are always going to feel, the fans are always going to feel like, man, you know, Scottie had 33 points the other day. Man, but Jordan had 40. Man, did you see that dunk that Scottie Pippen did the other day? Yeah, I seen it. But man, Jordan dunk was better. You know what I mean? Jordan is leading the league in scoring. Whatever Scottie did, it was always going to be overshadowed by Mike. And I understood that. No matter what you did or how you did it, it was always going to be something that Michael Jordan did before or something Michael Jordan does better. Regardless, it was always going to be that. And I think Scottie Pippen should be commended for understanding that. You know, during the days that they played together, you never ever got a sense that Scottie Pippen was unhappy with his role with the Chicago Bulls. I mean, not even a fraction of unhappiness. Now, going back to the beginning, let's go to the beginning of his career. Scottie went to Central Arkansas, you know, which is a small school. And he originally was the ball boy at first before he became a player. On draft night, he was actually drafted by Seattle. He came out the same year Reggie Miller came out, the same year John Stockton came out, just to name a few. You know, nobody really knew who he was. Like, nobody. You know, on draft night, they announced him as Scott Pippen. You know, nobody heard of him or really knew who he was, even though he was the number five pick. Now, being that he went to Arkansas, you know, Central Arkansas, which is a small school, it wasn't like he went to Duke or Georgetown or North Carolina, you know, one of those big schools where he was battle tested and he went against the greats like Patrick Ewing and all that. He didn't have that on his resume. You know, when he first came into the league, he didn't come into the league on fire. You know, he was one of those guys that had to work his way up through the ranks. You know, he didn't start his first year. And then each year after that, he gradually and slowly improved each year until he became the man that he became. He put the work in. You know, he didn't come into the NBA already finished product. He put the work in and made himself become the player that he became. And that's always, you know, should be respected. When he got to the league with Mike, he almost immediately was put into the war that was going on against the Detroit Pistons. I mean, think about it. Coming from Central Arkansas and then having to face the Bad Boys with their style of defense and their style of play. I mean, come on, man. You know, that's a task for anybody. Now, things were rough. You know, Detroit beat him up. Same way they did Mike. The same way they did Bird and everybody else. And that's something that he never seen before. So he had to adjust to it. It took some time. They lost to Detroit the first 3 years. But when he caught on that fourth year, you never heard of Detroit again after that. And boy, Scottie Pippen took off. He became one of the greatest small forwards of all time. He's the inventor of the term point forward. A 6'7", 6'8", small forward that can handle the ball like a point guard. A multi-time all-star. 8-9-time all-defensive team. I mean, you name it. Scottie Pippen has it. All-star MVP. You name it. Scottie did it. Now, getting back to the issues with Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson, right? People are making a lot of this. You know, people are taking this out of proportion. Now, let me start off with Mike. Things are not personal with Mike. I think these guys are cool, you know. I think there's no problems between them personally at all. They enjoy playing with each other, and they build the dynasty together. You know, that's the greatest combo 1-2 punch of all time. Now, let's get on to business, right? The issue that Scotty has that people have a hard time understanding is when Scottie Pippen played with the Chicago Bulls, he was always in Michael Jordan's shadow. And he understood this. You know, I'll be a fool to say he didn't. He'll be crazy if he didn't understand that. I think he knows how great Mike is. He has no choice but to know. He played with the guy, and he's seen that greatness every single day on the basketball court, whether it was in the game or practice. He stood next to that every day. Now, I know your question probably is, well, if he didn't have a problem with being in the shadows while they were playing, you know, why does he sound like he's a little upset now, or what's bothering him now? Well, I'm going to answer that for you. You see, while they were playing together, Scottie Pippen understood that if he played his role, they could win championships together and they could dominate. Not only just a championship, but a dynasty. They can win multiple championships back to back and they could just dominate. Nobody would ever be able to stop them. You know, they could own the league. And he was right. They did. They ended up winning 6 titles together. They three-peated twice. You know, no other team has ever done that. Still to this day. And he understood that. They dominated. And everything that he thought came to fruition. Now, let me tell you what the situation is now. Now that his playing days are over and Scottie Pippen has retired, he has, I'm sure, looked back at his career and compared it to others. Like, let's say Isaiah Thomas, let's say Dominique Wilkins, let's say Karl Malone, let's say Reggie Miller, right? Let's say Magic Johnson, let's say Bird, let's throw them all in there. He probably has looked back at his career and compared himself to all of these guys. And all these guys that I have mentioned, to most fans, if not all, most fans would tell you or would say that all those guys that I named are better than Scottie Pippen. When you look at the numbers, as far as the numbers and the statistics go, the stats, the numbers are not in Scottie Pippen's favor. And what's happening now is Scottie Pippen is probably hearing all this. Scottie Pippen is hearing how everybody think this player is better and that player is better and that and, you know, this, that, and the third. And here's the thing. Yes, you know, I'm not saying Scottie Pippen is the second best player in NBA behind Mike. I'm not saying that. But a lot of these guys that people are saying that's better, and a lot of these guys that have the better stats, you can contribute it, not all of it, but you can also look at it and say Scottie Pippen didn't have the opportunity that those guys had. Now, let me explain. Now, what Scottie Pippen did or had to go through while playing with Mike was, it was a sacrifice. You see, when he was playing with Mike, yes, he could win championships. And he can win multiple championships. But his individual numbers were going to suffer for it. Because he was never going to take more shots than Mike. He was never going to score more points than Mike. He was never going to get more credit than Mike. As I said early on in this episode, those things were never going to happen. And he was okay with that when they were playing. But now, a lot of these guys that get more credit than Scottie Pippen, he's looking at that and going and saying to himself, well, I don't know if I was on the Clippers by myself, I would have averaged more points. I would have had more rebounds. I would have had more all-star appearances. I would have did more of this and more of that. And you would have heard his name a lot more. You know, he would have been a more prolific scorer and things of that nature. And you would probably be looking at him in a different light. Now, if Scottie Pippen was on his own, he probably most likely wouldn't have 6 championships. But his individual numbers would match up a lot better with those other guys that I mentioned. So it was either play with Mike and get those championships, or if he was on his own, build up his stats. Those were his options. Those were the options that he was faced with. Now, if anybody can dispute that claim that Scottie Pippen would have been better individually on his own, you know, as far as stats go, just think back to the 1994 season when Michael Jordan first retired. You know, he heard the whispers, you know, Chicago ain't going to be nothing now. A lot of people didn't think they'd probably even make the playoffs. But what happened? Scottie Pippen numbers went up. His points went up. His rebounds went up. His assists went up. He won the All-Star MVP. He was in the running for league MVP. He became the first person to lead his team in every statistical category. Nobody has ever did that since. And his numbers just improved. And he had Chicago within one game of making it back to the NBA Finals again. The only reason why they didn't go to the Finals was because the ref blew the whistle on the Hubert Davis call. And I call it, and a lot of people call it, the Phantom Foul. Because that was no foul call. He had him right back there in the Finals again. The year before with Mike, Chicago had won 57 games. And in 1994, when he retired, Chicago won 55. So there was like almost no drop off. When you lose the greatest player to ever play the game, who, no matter who you bring in, he wouldn't be able to replace him. Whatever player you get, you know, you would never be able to replace Mike. Our starting shooting guard was Pete Myers. And we won 2 games less than the year before and almost made the Finals again. That speaks volumes as to what type of player Scottie Pippen is. And it has to bother Scottie that people don't see it that way. You know, some of those players, a lot of them, cannot, you know, could never guard Scottie Pippen. Reggie Miller can't guard Scottie Pippen. Isaiah Thomas can't guard Scottie. Scottie's too big for him. I mean, look at the 91 Finals and look and see what Scottie did to Magic Johnson. I mean, Scottie has some clutch moments, man, to get us those, you know, to get us to those championships, man. Almost on every championship run, man, he had like a clutch moment. You know, the Bulls were down in the series versus the Knicks, you know, and that was him that came up with those blocks on Charles Smith. That was him that came up with that steal against Utah. I believe that was in 90. That was the first Finals, I believe, where he stole the ball and then passed to Tony Kukoc. He had some key moments, man, that went overshadowed. And respectfully so. Because he was playing with the greatest of all time. People like Kevin Durant, you know, making statements like, you know, Scottie was just living off of Jordan and, you know, that kind of thing. Man, Kevin need to stop it, man. Like, Scottie is the first forward that you ever seen handle the ball like that, man. Durant probably patterned his game after Pippen, man. You know, stop it. Scottie, for his whole career, has been hearing these things being said about him. And it's not true. You know, the man showed you that it's not true. Now, he never won a championship without Jordan. But the same thing could be said about Michael Jordan, too. Jordan never won without him. Now, let's get into this book a little bit. You know, I don't necessarily agree with the book. You know, if he had any issue with any of his teammates or anything like that, like, I felt like he's a champion, man. You know, he don't have to do that. It's just unnecessary. But again, he probably feels, well, Michael Jordan did a whole series about this already. You know, all I'm doing is like telling you my side. And I mean, you know, which is true. You know, Jordan came out with the series first, and here we go. You know, there was no talk about a Pippen book until the series came out, so I got to go with that. Now, the first thing about this book, me being in the industry, let me share my wisdom with you. If you ever notice when somebody's coming out with a book, somebody's coming out with an album, or just when somebody is selling something or promoting something in general, their name always make waves right before the release, right? Right before the release of whatever it is they about to come out with, something like drastic happens or there's some kind of drama with it, right? And it's not a coincidence. It's done by design. It's actually a part of the promotion. You see, drama sells. People wouldn't be interested in this book if, you know, there was nothing to it. There was no drama or no signs of somebody not getting along or something like that. You know, this practically standard business. You know, go out there, promote it. Go out there, create a buzz. You know, say what you got to say to get people interested. And this is something that everybody does. Now, one thing that I hope, you know, is not true. And let me tell you this. Like, I believe in promotion. I believe in creating a buzz. But I think it's a limit. You know, there's a limit to how far I would be willing to go. And I hope him calling Phil Jackson a racist is not for promotion. I hope that is not true. And I especially hope that he, you know, he wasn't just saying that to sell a book. You know, Scotty knows Phil Jackson probably almost better than any player. He spent a lot of time with him. And I think if anybody else felt this way about Phil Jackson, I could see them, like, not saying anything about it because the situation wasn't about them. This is about Scottie, and this is Scottie Pippen's book. But on that subject, I'm just going to say, you know, nobody knows their relationship unless you were on the roster, unless you spend a lot of time around those two. And I'm just going to say that I hope that that's not true. And I hope Scotty just didn't say that because he was trying to promote the book. So there's that part. Now, there are certain things that Scotty said did make a lot of sense. Like, I don't think for one second that Phil Jackson would call a play for Steve Kerr. If you know who Steve Kerr is, Steve Kerr was a spot-up shooter. And basically what a spot-up shooter is, you know, not to discredit them. You know, every team needs one. Every team should have one. Shooting is the best thing about basketball to me. You know, I was a shooter, you know, so I love shooting. So this is not a knock on Steve Kerr. But if you know what a spot-up shooter is a guy that shoots almost all the time. Every time he shoots the ball, he's wide open. Due to a double team, and in Chicago's case, due to a double team on either Michael Jordan or Scottie Pippen. Now, you can't draw a play for somebody who can't get open on their own. You can't set up a play for somebody who can only be effective if a superstar is on the floor. So me being a coach myself, I don't have to be in the huddle for that one. I know that play was designed for Michael Jordan. And what happened? Stockton doubled up and left Kerr wide open for that shot at the free throw line, and Kerr knocked it down. No doubt about that one. Now, in the docuseries, Scottie Pippen's contract, his poor contract, I should say, in Chicago, that probably didn't have to be brought up. You know, the 1994 season when Jordan retired, that didn't have to be brought up. You know, if Jordan, you know, Jordan retired, he wasn't on the team, so he probably should have left that out. You know, is this certain aspects of it that I could see, like, Scottie having a gripe about, you know? The only thing that's questionable is the Phil Jackson comment. You know, that's a serious allegation. Other than that, I think this was just a move to sell a book. You know, a lot of it is things that he really feel, but in his interviews, he was standoffish and all that because he was trying to sell a book, you know, and that's good business. I don't think that there's any beef between him and Michael Jordan or any of those other guys. If you've seen the interview, the ESPN interview, he said at the end that, you know, him and Michael Jordan could get together and talk about the family or whatever. And besides that, there's been plenty of times where, you know, he has come into contact with former teammates. You know, Pippen is always at the Chicago Bulls games. He used to work for the organization. I'm not sure if he's still there, but for example, you know, Steve Kerr coaches Golden State. Stacey King is an announcer. You know, Jordan has came back whenever, you know, Charlotte is in town. So he has seen, you know, these guys like recently and over time. Jordan, Phil Jackson, and all those guys was at Scottie Pippen's retirement. So there's nothing personal here, man. You know, Pippen was just, you know, selling the book. He was on that promotional tour and it worked. You know, while he was on that promotional run, he also was promoting a new liquor that he just put out. I forgot the name of it. You know, and it's good business, man. All promotion. He has appeared numerous times on The Jump with, of all people, Dennis Rodman. Now, if there should be anybody that Scottie's not talking to or anybody Scottie Pippen is mad at, you would think it would be Dennis Rodman, who used to kill him. And, well, you know, Dennis sent him to the stands, elbowed him, and did everything imaginable while they was, you know, playing against each other when Rodman was in Detroit. So of all people, that should be the person that, you know, he don't talk to. But you see, like, that's not the case. You know what I mean? If he could talk to Dennis, I don't see this man having a problem with nobody else. If you were a basketball fan and, you know, you was born in the 80s or any time before that, give Scottie Pippen his props, man. Go back to the tapes, man. Watch what this man did in 91 versus the Lakers. Watch this man versus the Knicks all those years, year in and year out, where they had to play the Knicks every time. Watch the series he had against Detroit when Chicago finally beat them, man. Give this man his props for what he did for the game, what he did for the small forward position. He created an evolution, man. You know, Grant Hill came right after him. You know, there wasn't forwards handling the ball like this, man, before you saw Scottie, man. There wasn't, you know, you could make a case and say Scottie is the greatest defender of all time. You know, that wouldn't be out of reach. You know, and the case that I make, and I'm going to leave you with this, you know, just in case anybody out there has any doubts about Scottie Pippen. When you think of people like Karl Malone, Dominique, Reggie Miller, you know, Gary Payton, and I'm just naming off names, right? You take whatever their best skill set is, whether it's shooting, rebounding, passing, defense, whatever. Whatever their best skill is, Scottie Pippen was in the top 5, top 10 in that category. Scottie Pippen is probably the only player that was good, if not great, he was good in every statistical NBA category that there was. And you can make the case and say that he is the only Hall of Famer that was, if not great, good at everything. Give this man his props, man. And most importantly, start understanding business. Understand how and what takes place when people go on promotional runs. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town. Now, I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Thank you for rocking with me, and we'll talk more later on in the week.